This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for this February the 20th. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, there's been concern across the country as to who owns our farmland and whether or not our land is being owned by foreign governments or entities. Even while having one of the most stringent laws in place to prevent this, Iowa is even one of those who's looking at dotting more I's and crossing more T's. But we're not the only state doing it, and our neighbors to the northwest and South Dakota are looking into banning ownership of land by what they call bad actors. We'll find out about that next.
Locally led, locally relevant, locally driven. Mark your calendars this February to join the Iowa Soybean Association at a 2024 Innovation to Profit meeting in your area. With meetings in Storm Lake, Waterloo, Fairfield, and Lewis, this is an opportunity to engage with fellow farmers and learn about research opportunities to boost your profitability, productivity, and sustainability. A new year brings new opportunities. Take advantage of them today by registering at iasoybeans.com. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and funded by the Soybean Checkoff and the United Soybean Board.
So as we said, South Dakota is right now moving legislation to prevent the residents and governments of bad actors from owning land in their state. The six countries that are in this ban of governments and nationals include Iran, Russia, North Korea, Cuba, Venezuela, and China. Now, South Dakota Secretary of Agriculture Hunter Roberts says it took a lot of discussion to get this legislation put together.
The department, in concert with the legislature, worked on addressing. Currently, since 1979, we've had a rule on the books that says if you're a foreign entity, foreign country, or foreign citizen, you should not be able to buy more than 160 acres of South Dakota agriculture land. The way it was written has a few minor flaws that clever lawyers can draft around, so there really isn't a limit right now, and we're concerned about that.
South Dakota House Majority Leader Will Mortensen said it was good policy to get this bill carefully written and close up their entity loopholes.
So who are we forgetting in that? Corporations, LLCs, general partnerships, limited partnerships. Anyone who's a year out of law school could find a way around the current law we've got.
Robert says that nationals from non-hostile countries would still be able to purchase land legally in the state.
For normal companies, Canadians, Mexicans, Europeans, it's 160 acres tops is what the current law is, and that's what we're trying to keep in place. But for, I would say, some of the scarier countries that have been more hostile to South Dakota and just the U.S. in general, China, Cuba, Iran, Russia, Venezuela, North Korea, the bill would take it to change that they cannot buy any acres, agriculture land in South Dakota, whether that be corporate entity or foreign citizen from those countries.
Robert says that while there's an ag land purchase reporting requirement with USDA, it's not necessarily handled in a timely manner.
There's a reporting requirement for USDA. It's called a FITA, that's been around since the 70s as well, where if you're a foreign entity, foreign person, you're supposed to report any agriculture land purchases you have. The USDA puts that information together state by state and provides it to us. They've been very clunky. Sometimes we get a report 2 years after the date of a purchase, which is frustrating and doesn't seem to be true. There's a true intent to enforcing our law on the books. So we're looking at providing some alternative options for us to capture that information with the assistance of Secretary of State's office and local Register of Deeds too, County Register of Deeds too.
Their House passed the bill by a vote of 61-6, and it now awaits for their Senate. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.